Blog Talk Radio.
God, everyone. I hope and pray that you had a blessed weekend. And I just want to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.V. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
Amen. Praise God. That one thing. You may have heard the expression, but one thing I do. What is that one thing in your life? In Philippians 3:13-14, the Apostle Paul said his one thing was to forget what is behind and reach forward to what's ahead, pressing on toward the goal to win the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I encourage you to be like a runner, never looking back at the ground already covered, but instead moving forward deliberately. According to Paul's example, we should concentrate our energies on moving forward into the future. Where you are putting your focus, have your goal in view, and keep your eyes, your heart, and your life fixed on the end of the race. We conquer by continuing, so press on, my brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Father, thank you for forgiving us and taking care of our past and our future. Help us look ahead to see how we can serve you and run the course you have set before us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will come with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. You can call in your prayer request at the same number. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection by Apostle R.D. Wiggins, Hold On to the Hem of His Garment. Praise God.
Your heart from burden. The searching deep within. When did it all go wrong? And you need a savior to give you the strength to go on. Hold on.
Hold on.
To the hem,
to the hem
of his garment.
All you need is a little faith to receive this saving grace.
Hold on,
hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Of his garment.
Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Heard a story about a woman who had an issue of blood. For 12 long years she was flowing like a flood. Even the doctor had given up on hope. But she heard about a man called Jesus who could perform miracles. So she started crawling through the crowd on her hands and knees. She caught on to his garment. Then he said, somebody touch me. Jesus could feel the healing start to flow. Then he looked at this woman and said, your faith has made you whole. All you need is a little faith to receive and save and grace. Hold on,
hold on
to the hand of his garment. Don't let Jesus pass you by. He'll make everything alright. Oh yes. My, all you gotta do is hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Doesn't matter what you're going through. No, 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 no. You just reach out and hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Make a way for you. Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Don't let Jesus go. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Hold on.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Strong and mighty he will show. All you gotta do is hold on to me.
Hold on,
yeah,
to the hem of his garment.
Hold on to me.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
He will make a way for you.
Hold on,
oh, yes,
to the hem of his garment.
And I know he will see it through.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
You see, he's a mighty good God. Oh,
hold,
yes, he is.
Hold on to the hem of his garment.
Whoa, oh,
oh, oh.
Hold on
to the hem of his garment.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
To the hem of his garment.
Hey, hey. Hold on. You've got to just
amen. Hold on to the hem of his garment. In Psalms 121 and 2 in the NIV Bible says, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I felt helpless as I read proposed legislation that would adversely affect students with whom I work. As a school counselor, I wondered how to advocate for vulnerable children and situations that lawmakers may not fully understand. I consider ranking on social media comments like and shares are empowering when you lack control. Deep in my heart, though, I knew the internet was not the place to respond. A friend encouraged me to contact key lawmakers. I was skeptical that my input would make a difference. I spent hours reading the bill, taking notes, emailing concerns, and calling legislative office, whatever. I was exhausted after staying up late doing this for two consecutive nights while working all day at school. There was no response from those I contacted, and I felt defeated. I wrestled with Jesus about what to do next. Is it time to write that post? Take matters into my own hands. As I started crafting a social media post, Jesus impressed upon me to pray about the situation. Restraint rather than rant. Felt contradictory to the immediate gratifications of online validation. But I refrained from commenting about the bill on social media. Eventually, the legislation was defeated. I don't know if the energy I used petitioning lawmakers helped, but I do know that when I feel helpless, prayer, obedience, and faith in Jesus are the best actions to take. I took that message to my online account. Finally, something to post about. Brenda L. Yoder. Faith step. What is an area in which you feel helpless? Ask Jesus what you should do as you step forward in prayer and obedience, trusting the results to him. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this devotional message as much as I did. Let us pray. It's Tuesday. Heavenly Father, please keep our families, friends, and loved ones safe today. Lord, watch over them and let good health, happiness, answered prayers, and many blessings be their portion. If someone is hurting, O Lord, today may you comfort them with your love, your grace, and your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
and unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever.
Come on, give the Lord a praise, somebody. He's worthy of our praise. Begin to worship His name today. The angels and the 24 elders and the four living creatures bow before Him. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. And we, the children of God, today we say hallelujah to your name, God.
Amen. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, when life is difficult, we are tempted to abandon hope in the future. But you are our God, and we can draw strength from you. Let us trust you, Father, in good times and in bad times. And let us persevere, even if our soul is troubled. And let us follow your Son, Jesus Christ, this day and every day. In His name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Getting it done now. Ecclesiastes 5 and 4 in the CSB says, when you make a vow to God, don't delay fulfilling it, because He does not delight in fools. Fulfill what you vow. The old saying is both familiar and true. Action speaks louder than words. And as believers, we must be aware. Our actions should always give credit to the changes that Christ can make in the lives of those who walk with Him. God calls upon each of us to act in accordance with His will and with respect for His commandments. If we are to be responsible believers, we must realize that it is never enough simply to hear the instructions of God. We must also live by them. And it is never enough to wait idly by while others do God's work here on earth. We too must act. Doing God's work is a responsibility that each of us must bear. And when we do, our loving Heavenly Father rewards our efforts with a bountiful harvest. A bird does not know it can fly before it uses its wings. We learn God's love in our hearts as soon as we act upon it. We spend our lives dreaming of the future, not realizing that a little of it slips away every day. Praise be to God. God has lots of folks who intend to go to work for Him someday. What He needs is more people who are willing to work for Him this day. Logic will not change an emotion, but action will. Because actions do speak louder than words, it's always a good time to let your actions speak for themselves. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we have heard your word, and we have felt your presence in our heart. Let us act accordingly. Let our words and deeds serve as a testimony to the changes you have made in our life. Let us praise you, Father, by following in the footsteps of your Son, and let others see him through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson in basic theology. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus, I know I am. Come on, listen.
Amen. Elohim Yoka, which means the God of Jacob. You are the great and mighty God, and yet you are also a personal God who identifies with mere humans like Jacob. We praise you because you are awesome and because you are able to answer our prayers and the prayers of all who seek you. In the early centuries of history, you attach yourself to the Israelite people as their God, the Elohim, Jacob. Yet, through Jesus Christ, you are our God, and you have often blessed the land where we live. Because of your goodness, we honor you for honoring those who seek and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Heavens and on earth, in the seas and all their depths, Lord, you create.
31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. In 1 Peter 3:4, instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. 2 Corinthians 4:6-7 says, for God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:9 and the AMP Bible says, but he said to me, my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled, and complete, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. When your mind wanders while you are praying, don't be surprised or upset. Simply return your attention to me. Share a secret smile with me, knowing that I understand. Rejoice in my love for you, which has no limits or conditions. Whisper my name in loving contentment. Assure that I will never leave you or forsake you. Interspare these peaceful interludes abundantly throughout your day. This practice will enable you to attain a quiet and gentle spirit, which is pleasing to me. As you live in close contact with me, the light of my presence filters through you to bless others. Your weakness and woundedness are the opening through which the light of the knowledge of my glory shines forth. My strength and power shows themselves most effective in your weakness. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
La, da, 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 da. He walks again. He talks again. He lives again. He's raised from the dead. He spoke to me. He called to me. Go to Galilee and see. He's raised
from the dead, and he brings forgiveness of sins to redeem us, a call to repentance is his glory. Tell the story, all authority is his. He's raised from the dead, came to fill us with his Holy Spirit, a resurrected Savior, ascended to heaven. And he brings his righteousness and his grace to redeem us. A call to repentance is his glory. Tell the story. All authority is his. He's raised from the dead, came to fill us with his Holy Spirit, a resurrected Savior, ascended to heaven. I have seen the Lord, I have seen.
It is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, Fixing Your Thoughts. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Luke chapter 12, verse 25. And it says, which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. What do you think about most? Is it something you lack? A relationship or some goal? To what does your mind turn when trouble arises? As a Christian, you may immediately answer, Jesus. But I challenge you to track your thinking to the actual thoughts and phrases that arise within you. The reason I say this is because as you seek God's plan, a great deal of the anxiety you feel may be due to thinking about the wrong thing. It could be that you are so concerned about what you lack in your life, what others think, or issues beyond your control, that you fail to focus on the very promise and purpose of God that will bring you peace. You may believe you are being proactive or responsible by fixating about certain details and situations, but you aren't. All you're really proving is that you do not trust God to guide you. The Lord cares more about getting you to his destination for you than you do. Focus on him. Truly fix your thoughts on him, replacing the message of worry with his truth, because he will not fail you. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, we confess that we are surprised by the things we really think about. Help us replace our worrisome thoughts with your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
Stand tall.
Jesus, save.
Jesus, save.
to God. Again, we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. So, I will play another short selection while we are waiting. Praise God.
Hello, Evander?
Yes?
Are you ready?
I'm waiting on our speaker.
Okay.
Okay, while we're waiting, I will play another short selection.
Okay.
Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Good
God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
This evening, I'm blessed and highly favored. God bless you. How you doing?
I'm a little pain, but I won't complain. But it has been a day. But God is good.
All right.
Amen.
And you're still here.
Amen. That's the best part.
Amen.
You're still here.
Still here. Hallelujah. Still better here.
Deaconess Valerie is with us this evening.
Amen. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm recovering. My voice is not so good.
Okay. You sound good.
Okay. Thank you.
And we
sound good. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, but they hung up. I don't know this number, but it was a 914 area code.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're tuned back in.
Hopefully.
Anyway, we'll get started.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, a few of your humble servants assemble at this 7 o'clock hour to give you praise, glory, and honor. It's so many ways that we can do that, Father.
Thank you, God. At this time,
we want to study your word. We want to get to know you better through your word and through the exegesis of the writer, Charles C. Ryrie. So, God, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to do so. Thank you for giving us the understanding, the knowledge, and the wisdom. Lord God, we thank you for just who you are, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for joy. We just thank you, Father God. Bless everyone that's on the line. Meet them in every way that they are lacking, whether it's mental, physical, financial, spiritual, just relational, just in need of guidance. We thank you for that. Bless their families, Lord God, and just continue to be the God of our lives, the one who we put first, the one who leads the way, the one who once we go to him, once we go to you, we know that everything is going to be all right. Not so much the way we want it to be, and sometimes it is, but the way that you would have it to be. That will be done. So, God, we thank you. Bless all the situations in the world, the wars, the abuse, the racism, the clean water situations, the oppression, God, the climate changing, the things that need to be corrected, Lord God. We thank you for doing it in your way and in your time. And again, man may not understand it, but you are in charge and you know exactly what you're doing. So thank you, Father, and all these blessings. Forgive us of our sins. All these blessings we ask in the matchless name of our Savior, of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we're going to get into our chapter 47, the post-ascension ministries of Christ. And we start on page 314, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Or did we stop at 315, part 3, teacher of ministry?
No, we stopped on 14B. 314B.
B, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
B, as priest for his people, who are we talking about?
Jesus.
Amen. Nobody but as priest for his people. As a faithful priest, our ascended Lord sympathizes, succors, and gives grace to his people. We see that in Hebrews 2:18 and 4:14 through 16. In the latter passage, the writer predicates this ministry on the ascension. He passed through the heavens. Any thoughts about that before we look at the scripture?
Nope. I don't. Val?
Okay.
No.
All right. What does it mean that our faithful priest sympathizes?
Meaning that Jesus sympathized with what we are going through because he was down here, so he saw
Let me remind you that in this class, we don't use the word to describe the word. So you have to break it down.
Okay.
I have a word.
1 minute, let her finish.
So he was compassionate and loving and caring that he felt our pain, and he was
all right.
Very sympathetic towards the human race.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Val?
Empathy.
Let me handle this, Evangelist. Let me call on whoever I think I want to call on. Thank you.
All right. I thought that was you.
You say you had a synonym for sympathizes. What is that?
Empathy. He had empathy on us. He could walk in our shoes.
Okay.
Reason why. He flesh.
Okay. What is succors? Succors. Evangelist? Valerie?
Something that came before.
No.
Successor? So, how is it? Successor? Oh, wait. Ascended. A priest ascended. Talking about.
While she's getting that, Evangelist, look at Hebrews 2:18.
Okay.
Don't give it to us yet, but. Succors, what is that?
Oh, that's good.
What's that? Are you saying anything, or are you thinking, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Succors, meaning he looks out for us. He comforts us. He succors us. Okay? So he sympathizes. He's been in our place before, so he knows what to do in order to comfort us. Okay? He lifts us up, and he gives grace to his people. So, Valerie, would you get Hebrews 4:14 through 16? And Evangelist is going to read Hebrews 2:18 first.
Amen. Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you repeat that, please?
You don't have your book in front of you.
Did you say Hebrews? Oh, okay.
I said, do you have your book in front of you?
Yeah, I see it now.
Okay, so follow us in the book, okay? Hebrews 4:14 through 16. Evangelist, when you're ready.
Okay. Hebrews 2:18 says, since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Does that sound like anything we just talked about?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
That he went through what we are going through.
Right.
So that's why he
said. So does that sound like anything we just talked about?
Yes, it says that since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, so he's able to help us when we are going being tested.
Okay, that gets back to succors.
Yes. He assists us and supports us in times of hardship.
Amen. Amen. And let me read mine. It's, thank you, 16 through 18. It says, it's obvious, of course, that he didn't go to all this trouble for angels. It was for people like us, children of Abraham. That's why he had to enter into every detail of human life. Then, when he came before God as high priest to get rid of the people's sins, he would have already experienced it all himself, all the pain, all the testing, and would be able to help where help was needed because he knew what it felt like. He knew what to do in order to alleviate the pain, the
Amen.
Problem, the heartache. Amen. He went
Amen.
Through it first to the point where he was even crucified.
Yeah.
Not of his own, Mm-mm. but crucified, not because of what he had done, crucified for us.
Yes.
They blamed him. What did they blame him for? Why did they crucify him? What did you say?
Healing a man on the Sabbath.
That's why they crucified him?
No, they crucified him because he claimed
Evangelist. Evangelist.
Okay, my bad.
They crucified him, Val, because he heals a man on the Sabbath?
Well, that was my answer.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. Evangelist, help her out.
They crucified him because he claimed to be God.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Sorry about that. Let me hold that.
But they questioned him after he did that. They brought him up to the magistrate and questioned him.
Okay, wait, let's get this straight first. Why did they crucify him?
Because he said he was God. I am that I am.
Well, okay. But they crucified him for sedition. They thought he was trying to take over for the emperor, that he was going to be the king. So 4:14 through 16, read that, please.
14.
Valerie?
Could you hear me? Could you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes.
4:14 Hebrews. For we are made partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, for some when they had heard did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses.
Okay. Thank you. You back with us, Evangelist?
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. But I have
no
to
No problem.
Yes, thank you.
As a faithful priest, our Lord intercedes for his people, Hebrews 7:25. The writer linked this ministry to the fact that this priest, unlike Old Testament priests, is not subject to death anymore, but abides as a priest forever and lives forever to intercede for his people. As to the exact form this ministry may take in communicating or mentioning our needs, we cannot fully know, but it apparently focuses both on the positive aspect of asking that things be prevented from happening in our lives, Luke 22:32, and the negative aspect of cleansing us from evil things that do happen, 1 John 2:1-2. We will not know until we are in heaven all that this ministry of our high priest has meant in our lives, both in its positive and negative facets. Let's take a look at Hebrews 7:25, Evangelist. And then, Valerie, we're going to look at Luke 22:32.
7:25 says, therefore he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, what does that mean to you, if anything?
It means that he loved me so much that he, in order for me to see God, he intercedes to God on my behalf for my forgiveness of sins, and that I will have eternal life through him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Valerie, does that mean anything to you? Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
And mine
from, I was going to read 26, but let me go back.
Go back.
And it's 23-25. Earlier, there were a lot of priests, for they died and had to be replaced. But Jesus' priesthood is permanent. He's there from now to eternity to save everyone who comes to God through him, always on the job to speak up for them. Let me go on. So now we have a high priest who perfectly fits our needs, completely holy, uncompromised by sin, with authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. With authority extending as high as God's presence in heaven itself. Unlike the other high priest, he doesn't have to offer sacrifices for his own sins every day before he can get around to us and our sins. He's done it once and for all, offered up himself as a sacrifice. The law appoints as high priest men who are never able to get the job done right. But this intervening command of God, which came later, appoints the Son, who is absolutely, eternally perfect. Thank you, Jesus.
Man. Woo.
And now, isn't that something?
Yes.
We're going to look at Luke 22:32, Bob. And then Evangelist, 1 John 2:1-2. Luke 22:32,
Bob. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith faileth not. And when thou art converted, strengthen them, thy brother.
Okay, let me look at mine. Luke 22:32. Thank you.
Okay.
22:32. says. Here we go. Size at 31. Simon, stay on your toes. Satan has tried his best to separate all of you from me, like chaff from wheat. Simon, I pray for you in particular that you not give in or give out. When you have gone, when you have come through the time of testing, turn to your companions and give them a fresh start. Amen.
Amen.
That's for us too. When you come through your time of testing, turn to your companions and give them a fresh start.
Praise
and
God.
Let's see, 1 John 2, 1 through 2, Evangelist.
My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the world. Praise be to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. What do you think about that, if anything?
I love it. I love it. And thank God that his son is down here to intercede for our behalf, because if he didn't come down here, we would be dead, lost, forgotten, whatever. But thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because we remember that all things were created by him. What? Anybody remember that scripture?
All things were created.
And nothing without him.
Oh, nothing that was created was. Okay, I know it. I know the scripture, but I can't get the words.
Well, I'll just say this, that all things were created by him for him.
Yes. And
amen. And nothing was created except what he created.
Okay.
And all was created by him for him.
Amen.
So God doesn't make any mistakes. A lot of times when, I just say, when children are born, say, out of wedlock or illegitimately or whatever, that's not a mistake. That was intentional. Man may look at it like, oh, my God, ooh, and she wasn't married. No. God is in control.
Yes,
and that was meant, that individual was meant to be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for saying that.
Amen. Amen.
I said that God created all of mankind and not man. Not man.
Right.
God created all things. It was not man.
That's because many ladies might get pregnant, but they don't all deliver. Sometimes the baby doesn't, you know, go full term or whatever. They don't always get born.
That's right.
Those that he chooses to come to, he creates. He's the creator.
Absolutely.
He's the creator, and he doesn't make any mistakes, and he doesn't make any jump.
No
matter how we may look at someone and say, oh, they not worthy, or they not worth it, or who they,
yes,
no.
They are.
That's not for us to determine. That's not your
that's
business,
right.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
God made them. That's why they're here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
And so, second paragraph on this same page, 315, part of B, it says, as high priest, our Lord also serves as a forerunner, assuring us that we will eventually have an entrance into heaven as he already had. Hebrews 6:19-20. Valerie, get that. When we're ready for it, I'll ask you to read it, please. Hebrews 6:19-20. The word forerunner is used as a scout, reconnoitering, or of a herald, announcing the coming of a king. In other words, it implies that others are to follow. Christ is now in heaven as our priest. This assures us that we will follow him there someday.
Yes,
did I hear
yes,
someone
yes.
asking something?
No, I said, wow.
Oh, okay. And so what is a forerunner?
Someone who goes ahead of us.
Amen, amen. And do you know anyone that was a forerunner of Jesus Christ?
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
Amen. Amen. He came before, and some people thought he was the Messiah, but he let it be known that I'm not even worthy to latch his shoes. I'm not the Christ.
Amen.
I'm just his cousin.
I'm just the
I'm not the Christ.
Bringing the news that he's coming.
Right. You got to look for somebody else. I'm not him.
Amen.
And let's take a look, Valerie, at Hebrews 6:19-20, please.
Sure. Hebrews 6:19-20 reads, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God of flesh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh forth upon it, and bringeth forth herb meat for them by whom it is dry, receiveth blessing from God. But six to what?
To 20.
Six
well,
to what?
Oh, to, I guess till the end, through 20.
Okay. What there is
19 through 20.
Okay. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and to the minister and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee. Multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, and which it was impossible for God to lie, we might be a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Okay, what did you read?
About God's oath.
No, what scripture did you read?
I read from 6 to 20.
Oh, no, it was 6:19 through 20.
Yeah, I mean 6:19. Chapter 6, verse. Oh, I see. I did read from 6 to 20.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay. That's okay.
Okay.
So let me, thank you. Let me read 18 through 20 in the message. It says, we who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab spiritual, to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances, right to the very presence of God, with Jesus running on ahead of us, has taken up his permanent post as high priest for us in the order of Melchizedek. Amen. And we remember Melchizedek, right? Hello?
He was a king, right?
Right. He was the king in Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about him coming from seemingly out of nowhere.
Yes.
No one knew his parents.
Right.
All right? And they kind of likened him to the Christ. They
yes.
thought he was the Christ.
Mm-hmm. But
amen.
Amen.
But he wasn't.
Nope.
He had similar ways about himself. But he was a high priest.
Yes.
But he wasn't the Messiah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay, so let's go to part C, as preparer of a place for us. Just before his death, the Lord informed the disciples that he was shortly going to prepare a place for them, after which he would return to take them there. John 14, 1 through 3. Evangelist, would you get that? We'll be ready in a moment.
Okay.
The Father's house refers to heaven, and in heaven are many abiding places. The word occurs only in verses 2 and 23 and indicates permanent residences. Part of his present work today is preparing these residences for his own. To be able to begin to do this, he must go to the Father through the way. You see that in verse 6, of death and resurrection. Any thoughts about that?
Yep, that's the only way we could get to be with him, is that he had to go down, come up, and go to the Father to prepare a place for us, because he said to us, in his house are many mansions. I go to my Father who is going to prepare them. To prepare a place for you. So he went
okay,
to...
Okay, but who is it talking about that has to go through death and then be resurrected?
Jesus.
Right. Not talking about us, talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so let's take a look at John 14. But he's the way that we can do that, which is, what is that?
That?
He's the way that we can do that. What is that referring to?
Go to heaven.
Right. Have everlasting life, really.
Right.
Okay. Have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we could do that is through what?
Through Jesus.
Salvation.
Believing in Jesus Christ.
Oh, believers.
Believing in Jesus Christ. And once we believe in him, that gives us, Valerie, salvation. But first we have to believe. So verses 14, John 14,
mm-hmm.
verses
1-3,
evangelists. Okay.
Jesus is the way to the Father. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If there was not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And it says in verse 6, Jesus said, I am the road, meaning the way, also mm-hmm. the truth, also the life. No one gets to the Father apart from me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him. You've even seen him. Amen.
Amen.
And let's go to part three, future ministry. We're almost finished with this chapter. We might finish tonight, and we might not. Okay, I don't think we will. So detailed discussion of what will happen in the future belongs to eschatology. I think it appropriate to mention here at least three aspects of our Lord's ministry in the future. Mm-hmm. And what is eschatology?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
You do know.
You know what, though? I may know it, and then I may
not
know.
We had it in your lesson last week. I think it was last week or the week before. We had it in your lesson. Mm. Valerie, you know what eschatology is?
I don't remember.
Okay, these things are important, so try to, you know, get it in your mind. Talking about the last days, the last times, the end times.
Okay.
Eschatology, the days we're living in right now, they call them the last days. But we don't know.
How to feel.
But that's what they're called.
Judgment.
Eschatology.
Is there another name?
The end times.
Is the part of
end times
theology concerned with death, judgment, and the final destiny of the soul and of humankind?
Mm-hmm. The end.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Thank you. So part A, he will raise the dead. In the future, all people will hear the voice of Christ raising them from the dead. Verses 5:28-29. Some will be called to eternal life and others to condemnation.
Mm.
Though we know from other scriptures that both groups will not be raised. This is part A, section 3, Valerie. Though we know from other scriptures that both groups will not be raised at the same time, his voice calling them will be the cause of the resurrection of all. What does that mean, the resurrection of all?
Oh, that's when is that when he comes back?
Mm-hmm. We just said that the voice of Christ will raise them from the dead.
The resurrection of all.
That's the believers. The believers.
Going to raise the dead and those that are still here.
Is it only going to be the believers?
No, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who will be caught up in the air.
And those who are alive.
But
yeah,
just...
So will everybody be raised from the dead that are already dead?
No. The wicked won't be raised.
No? What's going to happen to the wicked?
They're going to stay there until he come back.
We just said he came back. You can hear his voice. He came back.
Okay. Though he know from upper scripture that both Christ will not be raised at the same time. But it said there in where you just read that both groups will not be raised at the same time.
Right. Christ is raising them from the dead. Some will be called to eternal life and others to condemnation.
Okay.
So in the future, all people will hear the voice of Christ raising them from the dead. It doesn't say only believers. All will hear Christ raising them from the dead. Some will be called to eternal life. Those are the believers. And others to condemnation. Those are the non-believers or the wicked ones. So they're not going to leave the wicked ones. He's not going to leave the wicked ones in the grave. They're going to be raised too.
Okay.
But they're going to be raised to condemnation.
Right.
All right?
I got it.
So let's take a look at John 25:28-29. John 5:28-29. Valerie, you have that?
John 5:28-29. Okay, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, and the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Of what?
Damnation. They that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Thank you. So that gets back to saying, when he comes back the second time, every eye will see, every ear will hear, and the dead in all the dead in Christ will rise. Amen?
Amen.
And mine says, don't act so surprised at all this. The time is coming when everyone dead and buried will hear his voice. Everyone. The time is coming when everyone dead and buried will hear his voice. Those who have lived the right way will walk out into a resurrection life. Those who have lived the wrong way into a resurrection judgment.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Amen.
So that answers that question. Everybody will rise, some to eternal life, some to judgment and damnation.
Mm-hmm.
So... some will be called to eternal life, back to the paragraph, the last paragraph on page 315. Some will be called to eternal life and others to condemnation, though we know from other scriptures that both groups will not be raised at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
His voice calling them will be the cause of the resurrection of all. Believers of the church age will be raised at the rapture of the church, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, and Old Testament saints will apparently be raised at the second coming, Daniel 12 and 2. The unbelieving dead of all time will not be raised until after the millennium, Revelation 20 and 5. So what happens to the unbelieving dead?
the unbelieving dead will go to to hell.
And the unbelieving dead won't be raised until after the millennium.
Oh, so they will be down here. They will be on earth reigning for 1,000 years?
No. They won't be raised. They'll still be in the grave.
Oh, for 1,000
years. The unbelieving dead of all time will not be raised until after the millennium, raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that some says that both groups will not be raised at the same time.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, I see.
So those that were unbelieving, they're going to stay in the grave until the millennium. So we're going to come back to the scriptures for A, God willing, next time. And we're almost done with this chapter. And this section, we're going to go on to section 10. So great a salvation. Amen. Any thoughts about what we did today?
Oh, Sister Denise, let me... Hello? Oh, let me call you right back. I'm in a Bible study. I'll call you right back.
Okay, so we're going to ask Valerie to close us out, if she would.
There's one little detail.
And Val, just hold on. Okay. So I will close us out.
Okay.
Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life, for strength, health, wisdom, understanding. We thank you for all that we have learned tonight, Lord God, in this lesson. We thank you for interceding on our behalf. Thank you for just being who you are, our wonderful,
mm-hmm.
wonderful Savior, that you love us so much that you gave your only begotten Son that was crucified on the cross and rose from the dead. And thank him for going through what we went through. Lord God, we're just grateful for everything that you are doing, everything that you're going to do. We're grateful
mm-hmm.
for our children, for our families, for our loved ones. We're even grateful for our enemies, Lord God. We ask you look at our president, bless him and his family. Bless the vice president mm-hmm. and her family, Lord God.
Yeah.
Protect them from all hurt, harms, and dangers. Guide them in the way that you would have them to go, Lord God. Touch each and every one of them in a mighty special way. Open up their hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. Lord God, we thank you for our youth. We thank you for our seniors. We ask that you continue to watch over them. Keep them safe, Lord God. Guide them where you would have them to go, Lord God. And we are so, so looking forward for the day when you come back to receive those that belong to you, Lord God. But in the meantime, Father, we are going to continue to spread your word throughout the world, Lord God. May it be by television. May it be by Zoom or by Block Talk Radio. Wherever we can get your word, your message, your love and compassion for humankind throughout the waves, Lord God. We just humble ourselves before you this day and every day, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning to see another day, another opportunity.
Thank you.
To give you the glory and praise your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit back to dwell in us, to guide us in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God.
Yes.
We love you. We honor and adore you.
Yes.
Thank you for our teacher, Lord God, who doesn't give up on us and make us work for this word, Lord God. Pull it out of us, Lord God. We ask that you bless her, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Continue to let your word be
burning inside of her like a flame of fire,
thank
Lord God,
God.
That never anybody pass her, Lord God, would say, wow, what must I do to be saved? And Lord God, again,
yes,
we thank you. We honor and adore you. Bless our deacon, Lord God, and her family. Continue to watch
yes.
over them, Lord God. Bless
you,
my
God.
Daughter, Lord God. Open up her heart and her
yes.
ears to hear what thus says the Lord, Lord God. Give me
praise
the strength
God.
To do what you want me to do to help her, Lord God, in
my
any
God.
Situation that she is in, all of her trials and tribulations, Lord God. I turn her over to you. Let your will be done, not my will, but your will be done in her life, Lord God. I continue to love on her, pray for her in Jesus' name.
My
amen,
God.
Amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
for
God.
That prayer.
And I believe
be the glory.
That it is already done. To God be
thank
the
you,
glory,
Jesus.
Ladies.
Thank you for that prayer.
Thank you. Thank you for the
prayer. Thank you, ladies. Love you all. And again, Deaconess Valerie, thank you for my gift, my prayer shawl, and my oil, and my book. Thank you. God bless you for that.
Amen.
Love you.
Bless. Love you, ladies.
See you tomorrow.
Till tomorrow.
God willing, mañana at 6.
Yes.
Have a beautiful evening, okay?
Okay. Love you.
Shalom. Love you too. Hugs, blessings, and kisses.
Good night, Val.
The Lord.
Boy,
good night.
Hang up.
Hug Chico.
I will. Good night.
Shalom. Good night.